I want to get to our first guest of the program tonight, Tracy Brower, who's a contributor at Forbes magazine, wrote a fascinating article about people going back to their old jobs. Tracy, thanks for hopping on the program with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I was, I guess, most shocked reading through your article about how many people actually considered doing this. I just assumed that no one would ever look back and want to go back, but the numbers show that that's not true.
Yeah, absolutely. 72% of people have buyer's remorse after they make the choice to make a change. It's really a big number.
And even of those people that have buyer's remorse, I thought the number would be way lower for people who would actually consider returning to their old job. But that number was at 61%. So there's probably a lot of people listening right now who are experiencing that. So as you walk through the permutations and the idea of doing that, what should people be asking themselves about going back to an old job?
Yeah, you know, I think there are four questions they should ask. One is, when they left, were they going away from something they were disliking or towards something they really wanted? Secondly, if they went away from what they weren't liking, have the conditions changed very much? Thirdly, what are they missing and how much are they missing it? And then fourth, do they see a bright future at the new place? Even if it's a rocky start, do they see a bright future?
And you bring up a great point there on your last one. I feel like I've changed jobs, you know, in this business a couple times. And those first couple months, I will admit, I have had buyer's remorse. And now I look back and they were jobs I ended up loving. So I think there has to be like kind of what, a waiting period you should at least administer yourself?
Yes, exactly. Give it a chance. You know, the person that you aren't too sure about yet might end up being your very best friend. And you want to kind of remind yourself about why you took the job. And if the things that you thought were going to be great, if you still see the signs of those on the horizon, it's probably a great idea to give it a chance and know that you'll have an adjustment period.
Yeah, change is hard. I want to dive in deeper a little bit to these questions. The first one was, did you leave to get away from something or go towards something? Depending on how you answer that, how do you envision that playing out in your head?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when we say that we want to leave and take a new job, it's really ideal if you're going towards something versus running away something. But if you're thinking about going back and if you've had buyer's remorse, the opposite may be true. You know, like if the new job just really isn't what you thought it was going to be, and you look back at the old job and say, you know, I'm not sure how dissatisfied I was anyway, then you might kind of lean toward going back. Unless you were really dissatisfied with something, in which case you would think about that question a little differently.
Why do you want people to really examine what they miss from the old job? That has to be an important part.
Yes, exactly. This is about assessing what's really important to you. So, you know, do you miss little things like, it was more convenient to run to the dry cleaner on the commute on my old job, or, oh, I liked the cafe a little better. If those are small things not important to you, then maybe they're not really enough to draw you back. If they were bigger things like, oh my gosh, my colleagues were absolutely the best, or the culture was so much a culture of respect and inclusion and empowerment, those bigger things might be more likely to draw you back. But your big things and little things have to be up to you, right? Like maybe healthy food in the cafeteria is a huge thing for me. And so you have to, first of all, assess what's most important to you and then really think about what you're missing in relationship to what's important to you.
Do you think pay is a big thing? People left because they are going to make 10% more at a new job, which is great. They get there and then they start to realize they missed the old one. Maybe that 10% may be a little bit of a hit, but is it worth sleeping an extra couple hours at night because you feel better? I mean, that's a very personal choice, but it's things people have to think about.
Yes, totally. I think we can jump too quickly to just compensation, but I think you want to really think holistically about the employee value equation. What's all the value that you're getting? Compensation, quality of life, colleagues, a sense of purpose, a sense of opportunity for growth. So comp is surely important, and it buys a lot of convenience and quality of life, but it's only one part of a whole. So I think we want to think really broadly about it when we're making those decisions.
I found the article interesting because I feel like in tougher economic times, it's not an option to go back, right? You've left. Even if you left on good terms, you've said goodbye and they say, okay, you know, you've gone through all the exit interviews and everything. But boy, this labor market, there are employees that I'm sure are willing to have that conversation, employers that maybe weren't in the past.
Yes, this is the thing that's such a sea change, right? Like the power dynamics have fundamentally shifted and the employees are holding so much more power today. So, oh my gosh, maybe you could go back. And just the fact that so many people have left is a huge sea change as well, right? Like you made the decision because there were so many other options and now you still have options to go back that you might not have had in the past. So the labor market affects everybody, and those dynamics of the labor market are actually giving workers so many more options than they might have had even a couple of years ago.
And spoiler alert, people, it won't always be that way. So do what you need to do now while you can. Tracy, I'm reading a bit of your bio, too. You got a PhD sociologist and the author of The Secret to Happiness at Work. So you got 30 seconds. How do we be happy at work? Just kidding.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding. No,
yeah, the thing we can remember is that we can create the conditions for happiness. We don't have to wait for happiness to come to us. So purpose and connection and gratitude and learning and performance are all really, really important for all of us. And we absolutely are empowered to find our happiness, create our happiness, and make it happen.
We'll bring you back to actually dive into that a little bit deeper, but I imagine it's such an important field because when you really think about it, the one thing that most of us have in common in this world is we have bosses, we have jobs that we have to go to for now, and they weigh on us, right? Like there's a whole world that I'm sure you've examined that we need to examine a little bit more about what work means to us and how it affects our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And work is part of a full life, and it can be a source of happiness. Sometimes it's a source of annoyance, of course.
It can be both.
It can be both. That's exactly right. So we can absolutely create those great conditions for happiness.
Tracy, great to chat with you. Okay, we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Tracy Brower, the author of The Secret to Happiness at Work.